This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we all remember the terrorist attack on January 1st here in the city. And joining us to talk about a piece of legislation that he has passed, the U.S. House of Representatives, is Congressman Troy Carter. It's called Securing the City's Improvement Act to Help Major Urban Areas Prepare for and Respond to Terrorist Attacks. Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff. Always good to be with you, sir. How are you doing today?
Thank you, sir. Same here. Tell us about this bill.
Well, what it does is, as you might imagine, cities like New Orleans are critically important to the overall economy of our country. We have millions of people who come and spend millions of dollars in New Orleans and in Louisiana. We have Super Bowls, Sugar Bowls, we have Final Four, we have Mardi Gras, Jazz Festival, events that bring, not to mention the conventions that come from all over the country to come to the Montreal Convention Center. And as a result of that, we are a mega center of activity, meritorious of having additional protection. The attacks on January 1st highlighted the need for New Orleans to be added to the list of cities that should get enhanced security. What my bill does is it creates an extra barrier of protection from nuclear and radiological attacks from terrorist interest to protect the city of New Orleans and the state from these types of attacks that we find to be ever present and growing much more frequently as our target, I guess, becomes greater with terrorist groups who are zeroing in on major American cities. And New Orleans, while it's not as big as many, it is very much a major international city.
Yeah, the formula that had been used for a number of years really did not. Treat New Orleans as favorably as other cities for a whole host of reasons, right?
That's exactly correct. And what this bill does is it modifies that to and with great recognition, I'm proud to say, in a bipartisan effort, we've been able to pass this bill, and very excited about it landing on the president's desk shortly for signature. It is a strong measure, a great step for New Orleans. While it was in the works prior to the January 1st Cowardice Act by the coward terrorism attack that happened on in our great city, it is certainly something that, that highlights the need and aids us with advancing the cause.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of the, as we point out, a lot of the things unique about our city really weren't taken into consideration under the first, what is called a UASI, the Urban Area Security Initiative. I was on that first committee when it formed, so I know it well as to, you know, what the ingredients they were looking for. New York as a city favored probably more so than any other for the, you know, the original criteria. So this is great news for us. We had some great news the other day, too, and I know you want to talk about it with Hyundai Steel Company announcing an investment of $5.8 billion in a steel plant in Ascension Parish. Talk to us about that.
You know, that is a huge, huge deal for the state of Louisiana and specifically for the West Bank of Ascension Parish. This $5.8 billion investment, you know, this is real money that's going to create approximately 1,300 direct high-paying jobs. This is in the six-figure range with over 4,000 indirect jobs during the construction phase. With a estimated generated revenue for the state of a whopping $4.1 billion. You know, this is huge. This is something that we've been working on for some time. So happy to see it come to fruition. Particularly proud of the Inflation Reduction Act, which proved as a real catalyst for this kind of manufacturing to take place. You know, since the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law, companies have announced hundreds of billions of dollars in manufacturing investments, creating thousands of new jobs. The IRA brought in $44 billion with 48 new projects in Louisiana. That's a big deal. And this demonstrates that when we invest in our communities with tax credits and incentives, they pay back. The return on investment pays back in spades. We're seeing that actually happen. And we've got to continue to invest in our community and demonstrate to the rest of the world that Louisiana is, in fact, open for business. And we've got to demonstrate that both in word and in deed, in our policies, in our actions, in our permitting, to make sure that we're not inundating people with so much red tape that they opt to go somewhere else. We've learned the lesson of what happens when we do that, and it doesn't bode well for people. This $5.8 billion investment with the Hyundai Steel Company is a big deal for the state of Louisiana and a huge, huge hit for Ascension Parish, producing some 2.7 million tons of advanced high-quality automotive steel a year for Hyundai and Kia Motors. This is a big deal for Louisiana.
Yeah, especially in light of the fact that we kind of missed the automotive industry, you know, spend over the past decade. So it's good that we have a success in that silo, so to speak.
Well, and it demonstrates our bandwidth, right? That we, yeah. Well, while we have an oil and gas industry, we have a tourism industry, we also have a great manufacturing corridor, and we are now starting to develop it where we can produce clean products that take into consideration the environmental concerns of having coexistence, as you often hear me speak of, coexistence where industry and community can live together, where people can still have access to clean water and clean air without being eliminating industry. It requires a little bit more work, a little more time at the table, a little bit more ingenuity, but it's worth saving human lives and building a robust economy for Louisiana. Instead of being just dependent on tourism, we have a booming and bustling port. We have shipbuilding. There was just another major announcement that the Icebreaker Award for Schwest and for the shipbuilders to build a new icebreaker right here in Louisiana. This demonstrates the multifaceted talents that our industry and our state and our people have in being able to be successful from farming, to building components for spaceships at Mishu, to building icebreakers for the Coast Guard, or creating steel plants. You know, all a part of demonstrating Louisiana is on the move and has the strength to keep moving.
No doubt at all. Congressman Troy Carter, thank you so much for joining us on a Friday afternoon. We really appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great weekend.
Bless you, my brother. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.